killer lampreys. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. Really, it was only a matter of time. With a toothy suction cup for a face and razor-sharp tongue, the sea lamprey was a horror movie villain just waiting to shine.
These lampreys are hungry and they're dangerous.
You get this stuff in 2 days.
These lamprey are stronger and more aggressive than any other I've ever seen.
From the creators of Sharknado comes Blood Lake, Attack of the Killer Lampreys. Animal Planet's been airing it this week. It stars Christopher Lloyd as the mayor of a fictional Michigan town with a seriously bloody pest problem.
I can't afford to lose any tourists.
Mayor, we have to close the lake now.
There are lampreys attacking people at the beach, lampreys squirming in the toilet, lampreys leaping out of buckets, and generally causing mass panic. Just when you thought it was safe to enjoy a campy B-movie without facts getting in the way, I called up Michael Wagner. He's one of the lamprey guys at Michigan State University. He says, don't worry, lampreys do love to drink blood, but they want fish blood, not human blood.
Other than when one graduate student walks up behind another one and sticks it onto his back. But generally, that's an attack by the student more than it is an attack by the lamprey.
There's this scene in the movie where Shannon Doherty is trapped in the bathroom and there are lots of lampreys climbing up the walls.
There's too many of them! Please go! Go away!
Are you here to shatter the illusion that lampreys can climb walls?
That's right. And in fact, that's one of the reasons that it makes it easier to control their movements into rivers through the placement of very small dams that only have a head on them of maybe a foot and a half or 2 feet. And that's because sea lamprey do not climb very well.
They're not going to leap out of your toilet either?
No, not unless somebody threw one in there right before you went in the bathroom.
In another scene that I like, a lamprey jumps out of the lake and grabs onto the arm of one of the fisheries guys.
This thing is strong. All right, just hold up.
I've had a lamprey attached to my hand, and I should say that I did that voluntarily. It didn't leap out of a lake at me. It definitely has a good, strong suction when you have it on your body. What would happen if I left it there?
It would eventually detach.
It wouldn't have any interest in trying to suck my blood?
I don't think so, no. If for no other reason, because you're walking around in the air, and they don't do so well out of the water. The other thing I would mention is there's pretty much no human on the planet who can't beat up a lamprey, so I think you're fairly safe.
So these scenes where lampreys take people down are not so likely to happen?
Right. They don't sort of follow the feeding mode of the classic movie presentation of piranhas, which involves, you know, thousands of them attacking you at once. They attack singly. So you're as safe as them as you are with a cat, because you're likely never to see a thousand of those coming at you across, you know, a field and attacking you in a big social group.
Did you say a cat?
Yeah.
Unless you have a herd of cats.
Exactly, and cats rarely herd very effectively. So.
Well, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Michael Wagner is an associate professor in the Department of Fisheries and Wildlife at Michigan State University. For the record, he told me he liked the movie in a campy sort of way. And even after all that blood, he still thinks lampreys are cute. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.
Dad, look what I caught!
Some